the sake of those who are listening, so that they would know that you hear me. Because I think that's the resurrection of Lazarus and John. You know, it is necessary for man to be built up in faith, because man is a faithless creature. In 20, he says, because of your unbelief. But literally in Greek, this is, in many of the texts, it reads, your little faith. And that's interesting, because he says, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, which he had described as the smallest of seeds. I know skeptics like to say that there are smaller seeds, but it's pertaining to the garden and pertaining to their own knowledge. If he said, the bubuja seed is actually smaller, they would have looked at him like, what? That's not the kind of knowledge God tries to convey. That kind of knowledge is not impressive. It's not that he's trying to teach them a lesson about botany. So please understand. But a mustard seed, though it is a small thing, faith is a small thing. It's a small thing. But a mustard seed grain has great faith. Great faith. Because it has a certainty. You know, that's the way I choose to look at this. Not at the size of the grain, but of the potential. That within each seed is packed all the information to produce a brand new plant. And there is a certainty in a seed. Hard and ready to go. Ready to produce. You know, it has faith in something it does not yet see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. There's a lot of faith in a seed. A seed has faith. It does not yet see what it's going to be. But it knows certainly what it will be. We understand that in terms of genetics, you know, but you can understand it in a very simple terms, even back then. You know, that a seed, a mustard seed, what does it know for certain? It's going to be a mustard plant when it grows. It's not going to, you don't plant a mustard seed and get something else. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? A grain of mustard seed has great faith. He didn't say if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, or in quantity as great as a mustard seed. But the mustard seed has a lot of faith to become something more than it is. So we ought to have faith in the promises of God and take them to be as certain as DNA. If the DNA calls for blonde hair and blue eyes, well, that's what it's going to be. If it calls for black hair and brown eyes, that's what it's going to be. There's a certainty of faith. If the scriptures call for righteousness, holiness, and virtue, then righteousness and holiness and virtue will be unto me. If the scriptures call for salvation and eternal life, then eternal life and salvation are going to be for me. If the scriptures call that I should speak and fire come out of my mouth and devour my enemies, then that's what it shall be. If they had faith of the grain of mustard seed, they could say to the mountain, remove yonder into a different place. You know, and that's often looked at as being a bit of a ridiculous example. And it is a bit of a ridiculous example, because God didn't put us in this to move those kind of mountains. But he's just using it as a hyperbole example. Not that it's impossible. All things are possible. That's what he's saying, is nothing will be impossible. He uses that example, because usually it's not mountains we want to move. We want to move a devil. We want to move finances. We want to move our lives. You know, we want to move sin out of our lives. That's the big one. I even hate that I even said finances. But, you know, those are the things men think of as mountainous. And sometimes I do. But I hate even making reference to it, because to me, that is the least of things. That is the very bottom of things. Though in life, it becomes very tempting to take care after it, because it is so present in your everyday life. You know, you go out to your mailbox and there's requests for money, bills, you know, and food has to be purchased. This has to be done. That has to be done. And there's always a very present need. But there's an even greater need presently for righteousness. But that is a mountain. People will believe God can heal their finances. But they don't believe that he can heal them from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. They don't believe that they can make them, that they would sin no more. When it comes to the righteousness which is by faith, they have very little faith. And I see it all the time. People talk is about failure. Oh, I fail. I sin. But, you know, you start, oh, I sin, you know. Hey, everybody does. You have little faith. Why do you talk so of failure and dwell on failure? I'm ashamed in my failures. And speak of them only because I feel that it is my duty to be honest to myself and others, you know, about me, as far as of that I, you know, not that I should, lest I should be measured beyond my measure. But on the other hand, to simply be, yeah, I you know, that mountain's never going to move. That mountain's never going to move. I don't even think God wants me to move that mountain. See, that's the thing. Faith is based on what? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. What we hear from God is what we put our faith in. If God tells me to move a mountain, I assume I shall be able to do it. If God tells me to walk on the water, we know from the example of Peter that it can be done. Though, under normal circumstances, that is impossible. And not only that, it's not even desirable. I mean, imagine if you couldn't break the surface tension of water. Imagine how difficult life would become. You know, you wouldn't be able to get in the bath. You just sit on the surface. Obviously, Jesus had the power to be in the water or on the water, and that's cool. But there's no practical application. What, just so that we can, oh, look, there's another Christian walking on the water. There's another Christian moving a mountain. Is it to impress men? Why is faith given? Is it given as something to testify to other people of how God is with us? Or is it rather given for our benefit, that we may become the sons of God and do according to as He has done, and to walk in His footsteps? That is why we are given faith. And so it is in those matters that we need to have that sureness, like the grain of mustard seed, knowing that God has promised things to us. The grace of God hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. In this present world, we ought to live a certain way, righteously, godly, and sober. Be ye therefore perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect. I believe it. I want to have faith for that. I'm not going to say, no, I doubt that's possible. You have little faith, you perverted and wicked, unbelieving. You're perverted and unbelieving. Oh, I can never be perfect. You're a pervert. Pervert.